Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this exciting edition of Tiny Shutter. This is the show all about iPhone photography, and every now and then we'll make fun of Android or maybe even a Windows phone. Who knows? We'll mix it up a bit. BlackBerry? Eh, they still around?
Sure.
So.
Anyway, I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I am Joseph Ferreira.
And I don't know about you guys, but I had a very uneventful week, actually.
Me too.
I haven't been doing as much iPhone photography as much as I'd like to, but at least today I took a picture of my son. And I'm thinking about doing a pamphlet on how to take better photos with your iPhone. I say pamphlet because I don't think a book is what's necessary. And
too much work?
Nah. I mean, how much? There's only so much that you can say. I suppose having a lot of pictures will fill up the pages. But I'm kind of looking it over. Like, what can I say that hasn't already been said before? And that's what I have to look at. Because I'm just going to otherwise enter an overcrowded market and say, me too. So, I don't know.
You could try to make it funny.
Come on.
But I don't really feel like helping you. So.
There we go. There's the ringer there. Well, maybe Joe will help and then we'll be not as funny, but better. That's right, Joe. Silver medal.
Yeah.
I kid. How about we go into some news?
News team! Assemble!
All right, a couple interesting things happened this week. Let's start with the first one that's found on Petapixel. There is an app that will help people take horizontal or landscape video and assist people in doing this. The app is called Horizon, and it lets you video in any direction, any angle you want, and the video will still come out landscape mode. Guys, what do you think about this app? We had a little bit to look at this. Joe, you actually downloaded the app. What do you think?
Yeah, I spent the dollar. At first I was going to really say it was a stupid app. I should never have bought it. But I thought that was being a little harsh. I actually did see one thing that might be interesting. The only problem is that it will only take the photo, take the video in a 720p format.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I don't know. It's interesting. There's three different modes to it. It's got one where it doesn't matter how you turn it, it's always going to keep it in landscape mode.
Right.
And the other one is that it will do landscape mode, but it will shrink or enlarge depending on how you turn your camera. And the last one just, turns it off altogether. So you can flip the camera upside down and it'll turn the picture upside down. Actually, I videoed upside down. I didn't realize it. So it was, first impressions. I don't think it's really going to take off because typically, when somebody realizes they have a problem when they take video in portrait mode, they correct it. Buying an app to correct it, I don't think is a way to fix it.
How about you, Matt?
I'm definitely not going to download it because I just have enough sense to take my videos horizontally.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you had enough sense not to buy it.
Well, that too. But but also, I think people that are maybe always shooting video vertically don't really care. So why would they buy this app?
It's clear that they don't, those heartless bastards. But I think Joe nailed it earlier. He said that, you know, if you're aware that you're doing it wrong, an app is kind of overkill. You just hold it sideways. Yeah, I think the intention is good, but execution is. We give them honorable mention. Thank you for trying to rid the world of people who hold their phones wrong.
Yeah, I did like the one part where it didn't matter how you tilt. If you were slightly off, it always kept it straight.
Yeah,
I thought that was brilliant, but I think it did a disservice in quality.
Here's what I think, that instead of having the app correct the video, it should just be something where if you're in any app that is a video camera and you're taking a video vertically, text should just pop up on the screen that says, "Why must you torment us?"
Yeah. Oh my God, that would be brilliant. That is something that I would pay money for. Yes. I would gift that to everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You'd have to gift it to people.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Here's something. This is something that people should gift. I think we're looking at this all wrong. I think if you see somebody on Facebook that that is doing things incorrectly, you just go over and gift this to them and problem solved. That is, if you know they're, you know, if they have an Apple.
After a while, when they figure it out, they go, "Wait a minute."
Yeah.
Well, okay, Matt, when I took the video of us up on that parking garage, I used Camera Awesome. And I used it for a reason, is because that you can actually set the exposure and or the focus on for doing video. The one thing that I did notice was that it didn't utilize the iPhone's image stabilization. So I don't know if an app will be able to supersede what the phone actually does, unless there was some sort of a way that Apple would do it. Because it just turned off the image stabilization, so I had to actually cut out a lot of the video that I posted onto Instagram, to just because of the choppiness of the video. I felt like I was using a Galaxy phone.
Zing!
It's because I was making you laugh so hard.
This is why we need to invest in GoPros.
Hey, can I just say, speaking of the stabilization, I for some reason I hadn't really noticed it before, because I don't really shoot video very often, but lately I've been like FaceTiming with my parents so they could see my son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
and the stabilization works with FaceTime, and it is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is very impressive.
Yeah, so. I was doing some video stuff and I didn't realize how much that image stabilization worked until I used like my iPhone 4. And when it was just like jumping and bouncing and it looked like the image had waves in it, I was like, okay, you know, I'm not going to complain about my 4S, because it with the image stabilization, I mean, my brother asked me one time, "Oh, did you have that on a tripod?" I'm like, "Nope, that was handheld." And he was like, "Oh, wow." Because he has Motorola Razors. Most of my family doesn't have iPhones. My sister does, but the rest of them, they don't. I don't know why. But he was impressed with the video quality.
And just take all the credit for it. It's all good. They won't know. They don't listen to this show.
That's what I usually do.
So anyway, if you know anybody who suffers from portrait mode videography, Give them this app. It'll do them some good. Maybe they'll finally get the hint. Maybe there should be a function within the app itself that, like a special version of the app where you gift it to somebody, right? The whole intention of the app is to gift it to somebody. So at the start screen, it says, this is an intervention.
Yeah.
And it'll have a pre-recorded comment from you using your own horizontally shot video. And it'll say, you know, look, we've been meaning to talk about this. You suck. Or something like that. I think that
and
is
I'll
the way to
I'll see you at Christmas.
I'll see you at Christmas. And hopefully you will record it better. So anyway, moving on. We go to Kickstarter, where there is a great moment happening. Zing. There is a Kickstarter for a new iPhone lens or smartphone lens, because this is this goes across platform. It is something called Moment, and it is claiming to be the best iPhone or best smartphone lens ever. And they really emphasize that in their Kickstarter video, where they actually hold out a whole bunch of iPhone lenses, the Olo Clip being among them.
Yep.
And essentially saying, these are awful devices, and ours is better, and here's why. Now, the funny, not the funny thing, but the interesting thing, oh my God, I can't speak. I was on a roll. The interesting thing about this is that it funded in one day. They were,
absolutely.
They were asking for $50,000 and they are up to $155,000 to be exact. And they have 27 days to go as of this recording. 1,639 backers. They are offering two kinds of lenses, a wide angle and a telephoto. Sorry, people, no fisheye this time. Which I guess is a plus. Yeah, I know, right?
As if we need more.
Yeah. They are showing some pretty impressive photos, but I don't know. I want to get your thoughts. Guys, what do you think? Let's start with you, Matt, because you are an aficionado with these devices.
Well, I definitely am intrigued by this lens. You know, anything that, it's not really going to give you better quality because you're still essentially shooting through the lens on the iPhone. You're just adding a piece of glass to it. But as long as it's not really degrading, then I'm interested. And I don't know, they look like nice lenses. I'm just not 100% sure how they mount. It looks like they're magnetic, perhaps.
It looks like they're magnetic, and in some of them, it looks like it's part of the case.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell that there was a case, but some of the phones that were in the video did not have a case on them.
Yeah.
Or at least it didn't appear that they did.
Right.
So I'm curious as to how they mount, and then... I'm just kind of grasping at straws to nitpick here, but in the video, when they showed like the Olo Clip and some of the other different lenses, they talked about those lenses being, I don't remember the exact word they used, but essentially they called them bulky.
Bulky and poorly made.
Well, I don't know if I'd say the Olo Clip is poorly made. That's a pretty...
That's pretty
nice piece of equipment there, but
yep.
Do any of those lenses that they showed in that like pile of accessory lenses look more bulky than this lens? I don't think so.
Thank you. Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
So, like, I don't think that they really needed to say that. Like one way or the other, they just didn't really need to say it. Any accessory lens is kind of a pain in the butt to use because you have to remember to bring it with you. You know, you got to put it in your pocket or something like that. So, I don't really think it matters. Like if it's bigger or smaller than any other lens, it's still just something you need to remember to take with you.
Yeah.
When you leave your house. So either way, it doesn't really matter, I guess. But I don't know. I'm like on the fence. I kind of want to back this to get one, but I have probably not this week. I'm going to talk about it, but in the next couple weeks here, I have another focus point. That's another case with its own accessory lenses that I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, now I'm like, crap, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It looks nice. Their claim is that this is going to be better because it's made from those same things that they do cinema cameras with, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
the answer to your question, Matt, they have what's called an adhesive plate that you would mount to either your phone or your case.
So those never end that poorly.
No, that I would not, that would not work for me at all. Number one, because the it wouldn't work with my OtterBox, and I'm not slapping anything on my phone. So yeah, that's a deal breaker for me. The bulkiness part, yeah, it's, you know, I think they're nitpicking there. And, but I do have to say they might have a case when it comes to image quality. 'Cause when I do look at my images after using the Olo clip, I do see that, what do they call it?
A vignetting or something like that?
Yeah, well, not vignetting, but there's a specific name. I can't remember. It'll come to me in the middle of the night.
It's a softer focus or something like that?
Yeah, well, it looks like a color variation.
Okay.
And it degrades the image. So I think it mainly does it in low light situations. When you're mm-hmm. outside in good light, I don't think you can see it. But when the camera start in low light, when the camera gets a little grainy, that's when you start to see those types of things. So it could be that it's just a low light problem with the Olo clip. And my question is, how is this thing going to do in low light itself? So I don't know. Maybe somebody who gets it, who's backed it, listens to the show, and they can give us a report on it.
Here, I'll say another positive thing that I've noticed just from looking at the sample images.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pretend that I'm going to back this, which I'm increasingly leaning towards. you get to, like, if you back it with a high enough amount of money, you get to pick, you know, if you want a wide angle or a telephoto lens. Mm-hmm. And I'd never find myself wishing with the iPhone, dang, I wish I was closer. I'm always like, oh my gosh, you know, I can't fit everything in the frame. Yeah. So I would definitely get the wide angle lens. And the one thing I'm noticing from the sample images is they've done a really good job of minimizing distortion with that wide angle lens, which is something, you know, I have a wide angle lens from Diff Case and I like it, but it definitely does not minimize distortion.
Gotcha.
You know, every horizon line is bowed, and I end up using the Oloclip app all the time to straighten those things out. But then by the time it's corrected, you've lost the wide angle effect because it had to crop out so much of the image.
Yeah. The other thing too is that lens that they have might be a much bigger lens, so that the edges aren't affected by that's why you don't see a whole lot of distortion. There's probably more glass there than what the phone actually needs.
That's possible. I mean, they have to take into consideration all the smartphones that it's intended for. So I'd imagine there's going to be size differences across the board. So yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, if you actually on their Kickstarter page, if you scroll down towards the bottom, you could see like how the lens attaches to the phone and or case. It is some sort of a small adhesive strip.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know. I might give it a shot.
I can't. You know what? I'm gonna. Who said that? You know, calling him out on saying. I think it was you, Matt. You said that. You know, claiming all the other ones were bulky, but this one looks bigger than actually the Oloclip itself.
It does.
No, it's enormous. This thing is like the size of like a car tire. No, not really. Sorry, people making this thing. It is very nice.
Maybe I will back this too. I don't know. We'll see.
See, I've carried my Oloclip in my pocket and not thought anything of it. And then, you know, I'll reach in to grab some change. And I'm like, what's that? Oh, that's my Oloclip. So, you know, saying that it's bulky and stuff like that is a little.
You know what? I think I'm going to back this. I think I'm going to do it. Because.
Dare you.
If everything goes right, you know, the whole adhesive strip, because it's an adhesive strip that's stainless steel metal, and then a magnet clips onto it to do the rest, right?
Right.
Because that'll work nicely on both this and the iPad. Then I have one lens to rule them all.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, so you use – how many adhesive strips do you get?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. Well, good luck.
Yeah. We'll find out, right?
Yes.
So anyway, go check them out. Just do a search for Moment on Kickstarter and check it out. Back them. They need your help. Anyway, let's go into Post Pick of the Week. This week is we are featuring a photo, an incredible photo by the mighty KevKev. That's his username on Instagram. And it is an incredible shot. It is a photo of me coming from the background into the foreground. But this immense light is just emanating off of me and is just blinding the camera. And
it's a good thing we're Skyping because, you know, that lightning won't be able to hit me.
I kid. I don't know if this is a sunrise or a sunset, but Kev was able to get this incredible shot of the light shining through the trees and the rays of light. Absolutely incredible. You guys have to check it out. Go to tinyshutter.com and you'll see for yourself. Well, what's the group that we have? Our Instagram? No, I mean the
Tiny Shutter. What are you talking about?
Let me backtrack. I know I'm talking out of my ass here. I'm overwhelmed by the photo. What's the account that we have on Instagram? Oh. Not the hashtag, but the actual thing that we
Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Okay, so Tiny Shutter Podcast. You'll be able to see the photo, or just follow the mighty KevKev. All one word, and check it out for yourself. Or go to hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram and search for it. I guarantee you'll find it. I'm just really impressed with the color, the brilliance, and the detail in particular. Nothing is fading out or anything like that. So everybody should check this out. I was really blown away.
For the record.
Yep.
He has hashtag sunset.
Okay, very good. Well, I didn't see it because I was in awe of the photo itself, and I didn't read.
And he used two of my favorite apps, ViscoCam and Snapseed.
Look at that. Look at that. That's all you need to know.
Now, he's actually been killing it pretty good with the images. And he's a native South Carolinian, too, so...
See? Look at all those reasons.
So, yeah, no, It's kind of hard not to pick him, but you know, we can't pick him every week.
No, I understand that, but this week I just had to. When I saw that, I'm like, all right, save, send. We're doing this one.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. Well, not me. Good job to him. So anyway, if you want to be featured as a potential post pick of the week person, all you need to do is just hashtag your photos with Tiny Shutter and on Instagram, and you're in the club. We have, what, 17,000 plus? That's pretty awesome.
It's almost like it's going up, like, not next week, but the week after it'll be 18,000, and then it's just incrementally. Is that a word?
Unapologetically. I still can't say that word.
it's going up substantially, you know, you as we go along.
So very good. We're excited that everybody is sharing their photos, and keep it up. We love it. We absolutely love it. And now let's go into focus points.
Focus point. Who goes first?
Not me. I'm not ready.
Oh, okay. Well, I actually went through and looked at some apps that I haven't used in a long time. And actually, I didn't have on my phone. Every once in a while, I'll just kind of clear out some of the apps. And then as I look through the different apps that are on iTunes, the App Store, I'll see it and go, hey, I remember that one. And so I'll download it again to see if they've made any improvements. Well, I downloaded the Slow Shutter app. And that one actually has been around for a long time. So I was like, okay, let's see. And they have added some, you know, features to it, like exposure and the focus locking portions that we usually get with other apps. And so, let's see here. Oh, that was just a view. So I've been playing with it, and I'm actually thinking of doing some crazy exposures with it. So pick it up. It's pretty cool. I think you'll have a fun time playing with it. You can adjust the blur strength. You can do everything from either a quarter second all the way up to a 60 second. It even says unlimited. I imagine if you hold down the shutter button, it'll just let the image collect as much data as possible. And it's got three different modes. There's motion blur, light trails, and a low light function. So if you haven't picked this up before, do. I can't remember how much it is. I think it's 99 cents. It could be more. But Slow Shutter app.
Interesting. Get it. Very cool. How about you, Matt?
Cool. Kind of weird. This wasn't planned in any way, shape, or form, but I have a sort of similar app. But I was intrigued, or not really intrigued, but I'd say inspired by our sister podcast, Casual Photography, last week. On last week's episode, we were talking about Shannon Guy's light painting picture.
Oh.
And so I was not really looking for – I guess I was just kind of looking at different apps that do, you know, the slow shutter thing. You know, I have slow shutter cam on my iPhone, which – you know, does pretty much the same thing that you were just describing in your app there, Joe. But I came across an app called Light Bomber. And
I like where this is going.
Yeah, it's basically a light, they call it like a light painting app. And I guess you could kind of do the same thing this app does with any slow shutter app, but it basically, we'll do long exposures, and I guess one of the things I really liked about this is you could have a long exposure but still use the flash on your camera. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you have a friend standing there, and then maybe there's like some lights in the background, you could trigger the long exposure, move the camera around to get, you know, crazy light trails from the lights in the background, but then fire the flash to freeze your friend in the picture. And it really gives a pretty cool effect. It takes a little bit of experimenting to get it right. Like sometimes you're the person in the picture or the object that you're having the flash exposed, sometimes that will end up looking like a ghost. It just kind of depends on the exposure. But there's a lot of different controls in the app. You can control basically how much light the app is pulling in or the camera's pulling in. So if you are in like a bright situation or a brighter like room or a brighter scene, you could basically dial down the exposure or dial it down so that it is a quicker exposure. Or if it's really dark, then you could make it a longer exposure and just kind of mess around with it that way. There's pretty minimal editing in this app, which honestly I think is fine. There's kind of like a community, you know, to share your pictures and whatnot and look at other people's light trails and stuff. And then also if you have like another friend or something that has this app on their phone, you can use the app as the light. So one person can basically pull up different light patterns on their phone and then move the phone around, and you'll get, you know, these crazy light patterns if you're taking the picture with the second phone.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if that made sense at all.
Sure.
It made sense to me. My ears aren't bleeding, so.
There you go. So,
is this by MRI Light Painting?
I don't know.
That's the one I downloaded, so
I hope so. Is it the camera with a neon little squiggly thing in front of the camera?
Yes,
I think the lens looks like a boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yep, that's the one.
Yay.
Nice. I'm downloading it.
And right now it's free.
Yeah.
I think that's actually why I decided to check it out.
The price is right, so go check it out. Very cool.
So it's fun to mess around it with. I haven't done anything with it yet that I feel like sharing, but I messed around with it a bunch a few days ago just in my house, and it was pretty cool.
Nice. I'll have to give it a go.
I think we have some work ahead of us.
Well, we have to. On Casual Photography, we have the light painting challenge for, I think, next week or the week after.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I better get busy then.
Anyway, that's all for this week. If you would like to share your work again, share your photos, you could do so by simply adding the hashtag TinyShutter on Instagram, or feel free to join our Facebook group or Google Plus group. Just do a search for TinyShutter and you will find us there. And or go to tinyshutter.com. Leave us a comment and send us some cool stuff. We promise we won't sell it, use it, or infringe on your copyright. We would like to share it with the world to show it to everybody, but you will get credit. How's that? Good? Fair?
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
Yay. Anyway, Joe, tell the world where they could find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
Sweet. How about you, Matt?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Sweet. And I am actually developing something to kind of be the springboard to all my social media groups. Not that it's like, you know, everyone's knocking down that door, but I should have something ready next week. So I hope to share that next time. But if you want to contact me, Mark Sadowski, I'm on Twitter. At mostly Marcus, or on Instagram, I am at Mark Sadowski. So that's all for this week. Next week, we will have more stuff, more photos, and more fun. So, yay!
Woohoo!
See you later. oh my God, I did that without screwing up, right? Right? Just a little bit? Little bit? I thought it was all right.
That's the wrong button?
No, no, no. I purposely stopped it just to rub that in, just so people don't tune out. Anyway, I wanted to say that. So, boo, yay, whatever. See ya.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.